You're welcome this morning to a time for us to pray and seek the face of God as we let's get closer to the end of the year. My prayer is that as you call upon the name of the Lord, the Almighty God, we answer your prayers and my prayers, and that the Almighty God will do great and mighty things in our lives in the name of Jesus. I really want us to begin this morning by giving glory and honor to the Almighty God who deserves praise. He's a great God. He's a beautiful God. The fact that he has made it possible for us to be alive today is one thing for us to just magnify him with. As we start this time to call upon the name of God, as we start this day, even to seek his face, I want to sort of remember, fasting is not, you know, hunger strike. Fasting is not a time to just abandon the word of God. Fasting is a time to hear from God. It is a time to petition and place a request before God. It is a time to reflect upon the word of God. It is a time to consider the promises that he has made for us so that we can say, yes, you're my God and I am your child. Lord, help me. I really want us to make especially our hearts and our minds to focus on the word of God. There is no fasting without prayers. There is no fasting without taking time to meditate upon the word of God. Even as we begin this hour, this day, my prayer is that every top of the hour, every day, even if it is 2 minutes, you'll be able to meditate upon the scriptures and pray and ask God. Make a list of the things that you want to pray about daily. I want to ask God for guidance. I want to ask God for peace. I want to seek God's face concerning this and that. Write them down and pray about them every top of the hour if you can or often. My prayer is the Almighty God will hear and guide and bless us in the name of Jesus. I really want us to start this hour. The book of 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 50 and 51. Therefore, I will give thanks unto thee, O Lord. Among those that do not believe, I will sing praises unto your name. He is the tower of salvation for his king, was what the king was saying. And you show mercies to these anointed, even to David and to his seed forevermore. This is a person that is reflective. As we start this day, I really want us to reflect on the goodness of God and just bless the name of the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, and worship his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, worship his holy name. Just wanted to give glory to God for your family, for your life, for your health, and say, Lord, I thank you for what you have done for me. I don't know if you can count them. Bible says, no, we should count our blessings and number them. And you will look back and see that the Lord is good. I want you to use your voices as you pray to your God this morning and say, Father, I am grateful for where I am. I am grateful, oh Lord. I am grateful, God. I am grateful, oh Lord. For all you have done for me, praise. Ooh, ooh, Lord, are you grateful now? I'm grateful. Ooh, Lord, I am grateful, Father. I am grateful. Ooh, Lord, for all you have done for me. Hallelujah, I am grateful. Ooh, Lord. I wanted to just give glory to the Almighty God and say, Father, I thank you, I worship you, I bless you. I'll pray my own prayer. I will let you do that for a minute or two. My Father and my God, I want to thank you for a time like this. It is the end of the year 2022. Many are dying, many are perishing, but by your grace, we are still alive. Thank you for sustenance. Thank you for making it possible for me to be alive and well. Thank you for protection. Lord, I am grateful for what you have done, what you are doing, what you have in mind to do. Lord, I thank you for every moment and every day this year. What you have done for me, it has been marvelous in my sight. Thank you, Father, for provision. Daily, you have loaded me, my family, even the Church of God with blessings. And therefore, we're grateful. Thank you, King of Glory. When we're sick, you heal us. When we're tired, you strengthen us. When we are in need, you make provisions for us. When we have a lot of challenges ahead of us, you make ways where there seems to be no way. We thank you for victory. We thank you for blessings. We thank you for guidance when we're navigating paths we have never been before. When things look confused, Lord, you have been our solution. You have untangled the knots. You have cleared all the webs around. You have removed all the debris on our path. We thank you, King of Glory, for the joy that you have put in our heart, the joy that makes us to always look forward to what happens next. We thank you, Daddy, oh God, for many blessings. Thank you, Father, when we move from one place to the other daily, you have kept us, oh Lord, on the road while we walk, whatever we do, it has been by your grace. Many ply the same road we ply, and yet things happen, either accident or destruction. And in some cases, many get to their destinations with confusion. But Lord, in our cases, you have kept us in all things. You have blessed us with all blessings. You have given us things that, Lord, we could look back and say it has been you. Throughout this year 2022, it has been ups and downs for other people. The economy has gone different ways. There has been stress and confusion for others. But for us, it has been joy and peace. Oh God, we have enjoyed your blessings that you have poured upon us. When the sun shines every day, it reminds us of your blessing. And Lord, you have kept your word as you have always done. Thank you for a time like this. Oh God, that it's the last month of the year, even the last week of the year. Oh, in these years, people have woken up even to see their children die. Lord, this year, people have woken up to bad news. Some people have woken up to even discover that what they thought was there and was great and was abundant is no longer enough. Lord, but Lord, we have woken up even to continual sustenance, the hope of your glory. Thank you, Jehovah. Thank you, King of Glory. Thank you, Eternal God. Thank you, the loving Father. We are grateful. Father, we have not lost any of our family members, immediate ones. We know that this is inevitable as a matter of life. But Lord, you have given us at least the opportunity to continue to experience and enjoy one another, to wake up and see our children, to wake up and see our spouses, to hear from our loved ones to say that, yes, things are going okay with them. We thank you, King of Glory, that bad news have not continually been our portion. We worship you. We bless you. We adore you. We lift your name on high. We say, Lord, you are good. We say, Lord, you are great. We say, Lord, there is none like you, for you deserve all praise. You deserve all honor. You deserve all adoration. Thank you, Jehovah. Take all the glory. Jesus, you are worthy, my God. Take all the glory. Jesus, you are worthy of praise. Brothers and sisters, I will encourage you to look back and give glory to your God for what he has prevented from happening, for what he has delivered you from, for what he has provided for you, for the things that he has made happen for you. But the things that sometimes you feel like, well, I could get this by myself, but God has in his own, providence has just made those things available to you. Just thank him. Use your own words and just appreciate him. I would like to give us a minute as well to thank God, even for the means of livelihood. You have food on your table. You have a place to rest your head. You are not wandering from one underpass to another one. You are not going from one kitchenette to another. You are not begging at the stop sign for just a warm bread or warm food. It is because God has made provision. I want to remind you, you are not the only one that lives in your zip code that has moved from being able to provide to not being able to provide. But God, in his great mercies, has made it possible for you to be able to make your ends meet. Therefore, give glory to him. Thank him for every day, for the food you have had, even for the provision, the money you have, you know, everything that you have. Just give glory and honor to the Almighty God this morning. Father, I thank you for daily provision. I thank you, Father, for covering all our sin. Lord, we thank you, Father, for making available provision to take care of the things we need. Oh, Father, a place to rest our head. Father, a place, oh God, to make sure that we are not out there in the cold, constantly, you know, running away from the elements. Thank you, Jesus, because you are the one that can do this by your power. Yes, we know that people say, well, you know, that's just basics in this country. At worst, you walk down to homeless shelter and they will provide you something. Well, government will send you a check. But Lord, we know you have been our hiding place. You have been, oh God, our provider. You have been the one that has sustained us. You have been the one that has made it possible, even for us to be able to live the way we choose to live. Not that someone is saying, well, that bed has not been allocated to you today. It has been your grace and your power. And therefore, we're grateful today. Lord, we extol you, we worship you, we adore you, we bow before you. All glory and honor to you, O God. We thank you. We bless your name. We worship you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Lord. Whatever I am now, it is by your grace. Many are dying, many are perishing. Whatever I am now, it is by your grace. I would like us to give glory to God and just thank him. Whatever you are, whether you are above or whether you are beneath, whether things are great or whether things are just okay, give glory to God for where you are right now. So some people say, well, I wish I had this, I wish I had that. But look, you have life. Thank God for your life. Thank God for the fact that you're breathing. Some people are today, they're just begging even to be on the oxygen tank. You know, but Lord has made it possible for you. You have all your body parts working correctly. Thank God for your eyes that can see, your legs that can walk, your mind that can function correctly. Thank God for your liver, the parts of your body that is still working according to the divine order of God. Thank God. Just give glory to God. Father, I am grateful for all these little blessings we call them, for all these minor things that we think of in our minds. But Lord, if they are missing, we're completely confused. Oh, we thank you, Father, for our health. We thank you, oh God, for our eyes. So if we were blind, oh yes, what we would say? If we couldn't walk because we lost the ability to move, what we would say? If we could not breathe properly and we had to get some devices to support our lives, what we would say? But Lord, because you've made all things possible, we are grateful and we thank you. Even for this day, King of glory, take all the glory. We thank you, we bless your name, we worship you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I really want to ask us to pray, just thank God for one more thing before we get into another section of this prayer. I really want you to, you know, if you have children, if you have, you know, husband or wife, if you do have, you know, your parents, I want you to use this moment to just give glory to God for their lives. Some of them may be safe, some of them may not be, it's all right. But thank God that you have them. Thank God that you have them. I really want to remind you of this. The things that you have that you may not appreciate, some people wish they have them. You know, if you have children, oh, well, just my children. Yes, give glory to God for your children. If you have a husband and a wife and you don't appreciate, just say, Lord, thank you for my wife. Thank you for my husband. If you have your parents and you go, well, I don't even understand. Just thank God for them, for what God has done for you, for them to stay with them. You have siblings in different places. Take a moment just to thank God for your siblings, wherever they may be. Name them if you can. Just give glory to God for them and say, Father, thank you for all that you have connected me with. Because these are not accidents of nature. These are the divine creations of God that God has connected you with without your consent, without your consent. That means they have chosen and planted by God. And sometimes it may be pain to you. Sometimes it may be like, oh, well, I know this is not great, but give glory to God for those relationships you have. And say, Father, I thank you for my wife. I thank you for my husband. I thank you for my siblings. I thank you for my children. I thank you, Father, for my parents. I thank you for everyone that you've connected me with. Oh, Lord, Father, thank you for those relationships, for that things you have done. Lord, I give glory to your name. I worship you. I bless your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The book of Acts, chapter 13, verse 3. Acts, chapter 13, verse 3. The Bible says, and when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, meaning the apostles, they sent them with the purpose of fasting. The power of fasting comes when there is a mission ahead of you and need to declare the mind of God. I want to remind us that Jesus fasted for 40 days and 40 nights just before starting the ministry. The Bible says, and Esther asked the people of God and the people there, fast for me, plead before God for me, because I need to embark on this journey and stand before King Ahasuerus, because I want to do the unthinkable. As the year 2023 is coming, I really want you to call upon the name of God and say, Lord, I dedicate this time to calling your name. I want you to understand. In the book of Acts, chapter 10, verse 30, Acts, chapter 10, verse 30, and I'll read, and Cornelius said, 4 days ago, I was fasting until the top of the hour, the ninth hour, I prayed in my house. And behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing. Remember, Cornelius was not a Jew. Cornelius was not. But as he was fasting and praying, somehow there was a breakthrough that happened to him, for him and his household to be saved completely. I really want you to understand, as we pray this morning, as we start today, now, the fasting is a commitment to seek the face of God for clarity, for direction, for open doors, for guidance, for blessing, for intervention that is divine. So I want you to call upon God this morning and say, Father, even as I embark on this journey to seek your face, Lord, let thy ears be attentive to my prayer. That was a prayer of David. He says, oh, Lord, let thy ears be attentive to my prayer. I want you to call upon God. And the reason why I'm asking us to pray this prayer is that there are things that will want to distract you in this period. I'm not saying you should not be able to do all that things effectively, but if you don't make the time to hear God, it will be difficult for you to hear God any other time. So I want you to pray and say, Lord, make my heart to be attentive to your word. Make my heart to be attentive to your word. Make my heart to be attentive to your word. Help me, King of glory, even as I dedicate these days, even to seek your face. Lord, speak to me. Father, speak to me. I need to know. I want to hear. I want to understand. I want to see what you have earmarked and planned for me. Father, open my eyes to see in the name of Jesus. Even this day, as I call upon your name, let there be a revelation of your mind. Let there be, oh God, a revelation of your purpose, even for me. In the name of Jesus, I really want us to pray to God, call upon him and ask him this day and say, Father, even as I call upon your name, hear my prayers in the name of Jesus. And I know you will always hear me, but Lord, I ask of thee one more thing. Give me a heart, a mind, a ear that will listen, that will hear your word. Oh God, perhaps, oh God, as I sit, oh, give me an understanding. I want to remind us, even that same book of Acts, chapter 10, Bible says, and Peter was waiting upon the Lord, and he was hungry at the noon of the day. And before he was going to break his fast, that was when the appearance happened. There was a trance upon his eyes, and he saw that there was a sheep from heaven, the animals in it, and then he had a revelation. Do not call the things that are clean unclean. You know, he would never ordinarily understood that unless God provided a hint to him as he was waiting upon the Lord. I want you to pray, Father, as I wait upon you. Let this not just be a time of, you know, abstaining from water or food or anything without result. Father, I seek your face that you will speak to me. Lord, I pray that you will declare your mind. That which I need to hear, let me hear. That which I need to understand, let me understand. That which I need to understand, let me understand. Father, speak to me, O God. Speak to me, O God. Reveal yourself to me. Let my ears be open. Every wax that may prevent me from hearing you. And I want you to also understand what I'm talking about here as I pray to my God. When I talk about wax, I talk about everything that will want to hinder you from hearing God. It may sound like noise. It will sound like some other ideas. It may sound like your own reasoning that is preventing you from hearing the mind of God. It may actually be an audible voice from someone else that is basically countering the word of God in your life. It may be your own nature that is telling you, well, don't worry about that, God. You know, you can always figure this out. Meanwhile, God is impressing upon your heart a suggestion and hint and a scripture and a song that is coming to your heart that is reminding you. I want you to call upon your God this day and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, every wax that will want to block my ears from hearing you, Lord, clean me, oh God. Cleanse my heart. Perhaps there are things in your heart that you have harbored, things you have learned that you need to unlearn, things you have understood incorrectly that you need to now relearn. I want you to pray and say, Lord, change my heart, transform my heart, help me to know and understand. Even as I seek your face, even as I pray, even when I sleep, even when I'm resting, let there be revelation of your word in my heart that I will understand. For the year 2023, no one has ever been there. No one knows exactly what will happen. No one can be certain of the dangers, of the blessings, of the goodness, of the things that could be scary. But Lord, you are not unaware of every detail of the year. Because you are the God of creation, because you are the Lord of the universe, because you say things, you order times, because you are King of kings and Lord of lords, because you reign supreme in the affairs of men, because there is nothing that surprises you. Therefore, we pray and we seek your face, even as we wait upon you, that Lord, you give us a ear to hear, a mind to understand. Oh, our eyes will see, we'll begin to have an understanding. Our spirit will not be dull. In the name of Jesus, Father, quicken my ears in the name of Jesus, so that as I approach this year that is coming, oh Lord, I'll begin to understand the strategy to win, the battle plans, oh God, the places to go, the connections to make, the words to speak, who to disconnect from, who to connect with, what to pursue, what not to pursue. Father, I pray, oh God, that you will quicken our understanding in the name of Jesus, eternal King of glory. I pray that, Lord, you will quicken my understanding, sharpen my ugo receptive antenna so that I can hear you. Lord, as you speak, that I will hear. So that as you speak, I will hear. So that when I hear, I will not misunderstand you. So that I will not misquote you. So that I will not misinterpret the intent of your heart. In the name of Jesus, Father, I pray. Even as we wait upon the Lord, Lord, that you will quicken our hearts, you will quicken our mind. Perhaps there are perennial issues that has conflicted us, that is saying, oh, well, God can do this, but not this. And Lord, I pray, oh God, a heart that will rise up in faith. As Bible says, because the word of God was not mixed with faith in their heart, they were not able to benefit from it. Lord, I pray that there will be transformation in our hearts, even at a time like this. I want you to call upon God and say, Lord, renew my heart, oh God, change my heart, oh God, change my heart, oh God, make it ever true, make it ever true, change my heart, oh God, may I be like you. I want you to call upon this God this morning. Lord, change my heart. And I'm saying this because sometimes most of us, what we need is just a change of heart. It's just a change of mind. I want to tell you, Bible says that Nicodemus, the teacher of the Lord, even though he was high in rank, even though he did not like what he was hearing about John the Baptist and Jesus, he said, and I will go to him secretly at night and I will ask ask of him and press him and see whether he is the son. He said, are you the one? Because in his heart, something was changing slowly. He was used to the routine. He was used to the incense. He was used to the authority. He was used to wearing the phylacteries, the garments, the temple worship, and all the things, the selling of the dove, the entitlement, the prayer, standing in the hall. But there was something that needed to happen. A change of heart. I want you to call upon. The Bible says Nicodemus could not understand what being born again was until he had an encounter with Jesus. I want you to pray, Lord, make this my time of encounter. Even as I wait upon you, a divine encounter will change a man fundamentally, will change a woman fundamentally. We make your life never to remain the same. Elijah had an encounter about Elijah coming and spreading the mantle upon his shoulder. I want you to call upon God and say, Lord, as I seek your face, even in this last few days of the year 2022, let there be a divine encounter. Let your power be revealed upon me. Let there be a change in my disposition. Let me begin to understand your word. Change me, oh God. Change my attitude to your word. Change my attitude to your things. Change my disposition to your word in the name of Jesus. Because your word is the key to life. Your word is the power to transform things. Lord, your word is what you have given us to change all things. Father, I pray, oh God, help me that my heart will be transformed. I have a disposition so that I will begin to understand, oh God, from your spiritual vantage position. So that I will begin to understand what you say. Oh Lord, help me in the name of Jesus. Call upon him. Call upon him. Call upon him. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Please keep praying, keep praying. I know it's early in the morning. You feel like sleeping. You feel like you're dozing off and you come back again. It's understandable. But please, one thing you should not do is just to say, oh, no, I'm not going to pray. Someone is praying for me. You have to do this. There is no other backup but you. I wanted to keep praying. Let's keep moving. The book of Daniel chapter 9, verse 3. Daniel chapter 9, verse 3. He said, and I set my face. This is Daniel prayer. I set my face unto the Lord God. I set my face unto the Lord to seek him by prayer and supplication with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. You know, Daniel was saying something very important here. He said, I set my face to seek God. I made up my mind to call upon God. I decided I have to call him. I have to call him. I have to call him. And he said, I call upon him. I sought him in prayers. I want you to pray and call upon the name of God this day and say, Lord, I am seeking you in prayer. I am seeking you. I am seeking you. Lord, help me. 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 In the name of Jesus. You know, now we're asking God for help. You are asking God for help. You are asking God for help. The help that comes in the place of prayer. Remember, the Bible tells us so many places. It says, you have not because you have not asked the Almighty God. You don't have something because you are not asking God. And you say, well, yes, I know the Bible says that we don't have because we don't ask. But I've asked him many times, he's not given. But this time you have to say, Lord, I have come again just like Daniel said. I set my face unto you, God. I am focusing on you. I'm dedicating the time like this to call upon you. I have come to seek you by prayer and by importunation. But I want you to listen to what I have to call and to speak about. Lord, maybe you are desiring change in your health. And I want you to believe God as the Almighty God is that ruleth in the heavens. He hears prayers. He heals. If you're believing God for healing, even for a very difficult thing. It's a time for you to say, Lord, I am seeking you, even for a drastic divine healing. Because God is the only authority in heaven and in earth that can bring about divine healing. He healed the lepers. He made things to change for them completely, drastically, that people could not recognize them. He healed, oh God, even the lame. He made them to stand. He restored even those that have fever. Oh, the Bible says, and the mother of, you know, the wife of Peter was sick, and the healing came about, bringing about health immediately. I want you to say, Lord, I set my face to seek you. Whatever you are trusting God for, I want to begin to call upon the name of the Lord. Lord, as I seek thy face, oh God, let there be manifestation of your power. Let there be manifestation of your power. Let there be manifestation of your power. Call upon him today. Just seek his face, you know, according to Sam, you know, 5 verse 2, I'll read out loud. Give attention to the sound of my cry, my King, my God, for unto you I pray. Psalm 5, verse 2, give attention to the voice of my prayer, to the sound of my prayer, my God and my King, for unto you I pray. I want you to call upon the name of God today. Maybe you're trusting God for a big change. What do I mean by a big change? A change is a thing that happens to you that people begin to ask question, what happened? What happened? And that it's not a case. It could be a bad change for some other people, but for you, I want to pray for a positive, desirable change, a change that people will say, wow, things have changed for you for good. You used to be this and things are now like this for you. Definitely God accept you. I want to call upon him this hour and say, Father, I seek thee, just like Daniel said, I'm setting my face unto you. Lord, a desirable, positive change for me. I call upon thy name that you will help me. In the name of Jesus, that Lord, a positive, desirable change will happen in my life. In the name of Jesus, you have to call upon him. You have to trust him. You have to press on him. You have to call and expect. You know, the Bible says, you know, there are great things, that marvelous things that God has in store for his people. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, what Almighty, the King of Heaven, has in store for his people. I want to say, Lord, I trust you. Lord, I want you to do marvelous things, great things, wonderful things. And Lord, I want you to do those things in my life in the name of Jesus. I want you to do those things in my life in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, oh God, do marvelous things in my life. You do mighty things. You do glorious things. You are faithful, God. Awesome is your name. You do mighty things. You do glorious things. You are faithful, God. Awesome is your name. That is what God can do. Marvelous things. Glorious things. So I want to be very specific in your prayer this morning as you call upon him. Lord, do mighty things in my family. What I mean by family, what are you talking about? Family is composed of father, mother, and the children. So if you have your siblings, you have your parents, if you have, I want to begin to pray. If we have your children, you have your wife, I want to begin to say, Lord, do motherless things in my home. Lord, let your joy, as I approach another year, as I'm winding down this year 2022, and I'm approaching the year 2023, Lord, do marvelous things in my family. Do marvelous things for my wife. Do marvelous things for my children. Do marvelous things for me in the name of Jesus. Lord, do glorious things, surprising things, things that will make my heart to rejoice, things that will make me to say, oh, Lord God, you are good, things that will make me to break forth into singing, things that I will recall and I will say, oh, definitely, God has been good indeed to me and to my household. I want you to call upon thy God this morning and say, Lord, do marvelous things in my household, marvelous things in my home. What is an example of a marvelous thing? When God has changed your position in such a way that you are no longer begging bread and you have more than enough to give to others. When God has even increased you and caused your labor to begin to result in bountiful harvest, where everywhere you go, there is increase on all sides. When God has changed your position in such a way that what used to be a perennial problem that you're worried about, this is about to happen, now you are very confident. Maybe before you end up a month, you always worried, oh, what is this? How is this going to be paid? What's God going to do about this? And now you are the one that is constantly planning 6 months ahead, 2 years ahead. I want you to pray to God, Lord, do marvelous things in my life. Even Lord, as the year is coming, the 2023, Lord, for me to be a year of great manifestation of your power, it will be a year of great grace. It will be a great year of abundance in the name of Jesus. Father, will be my year of great testimonies in the name of Jesus. Father, as the year 2023 will come, oh my Father and my God, I will have clarity in my decision making. I will not make mistakes. I will not fall into the errors of man. I will not fall into the error of omission or commission. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you will guide my thought process. You will, oh God, strengthen my heart. You will fix my heart upon your word. You will help me to understand my purpose in life. You will give me an understanding of place and time. In the name of Jesus, Father, you will quicken my understanding. Lord, you will do marvelous things in me. I will understand your word better than before. I will know what you USA. Your spirit, oh God, in me will catapult me even to another level. In the name of Jesus, the oil upon my head will constantly be running. Oh God, I pray you will do marvelous things in my life, glorious things in my home. Concerning my children, they will know you more than ever. Even Lord, today they might not be established, they may still be wondering, they may still be trying, but Lord, as the new year comes, there will be revelation in their heart. They will know you by themselves. They will understand you. They will understand your purpose. They will stay in your will. They will become exemplary in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray. Pray for your family. Pray for your wife. Pray for your marriage. Oh, and I know many times marriage is a mystery to many of us. We don't understand why will God do that. Yes, I know there are some benefits, but why will God let this? Why will God let that? I want you to pray. When you understand how God works, when you know, Bible makes it clear to us, the same rock that the children of Israel saw as if it's just standing there had no value was the same rock that brought water for them. I want you to understand, unless you understand how God works, the things that you have may completely be meaningless until God begins to make you to derive blessings from it. I want you to pray and say, Lord, my marriage in the year 2023, it will be a source of joy for me. It will be a source of blessing to me. It will be a source of strength to me. It will be a source of, you know, grace to me. In the name of Jesus, I will delight in every moment in my home, in my marriage, even in the year 2023, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I would know why you have made me even to be in my home, in my marriage, in the name of Jesus. My positions and my responsibility, I will not shirk on them, because you will give me strength and grace to operate in them. In the name, I want you to pray for your wife, pray for your husband. Perhaps there are things that, marvelous things you want God to do. This is a great time to say, God, remember what Daniel said. He said that I will set my face unto my God and bring my supplication to him, for I know he will hear me. As Psalm 5 verse 2 says, he says, and give attention, O God, to my cry, my King, my God, because unto you alone will I pray, because you are a prayer hearing and a prayer answering God. I wanted to call upon him, call upon him, call upon him. Look, we just have just about 15 minutes to end this prayer this morning. I wanted to say unto God, Lord, I want to do marvelous things, glorious things, glorious things, even in the name of Jesus in my life. Help me, O God. Isaiah chapter 55 from verse 6 to 7. Isaiah 55 from verse 6 to 7. Seek the Lord. Seek the Lord. Seek the Lord while he may be found. It's not that God is lost. God is not lost. God is not hidden behind a basket somewhere. But the scripture here in Isaiah 55 verse 6 to 7 says, seek the Lord while he may be found. When you can approach him and understand him and know exactly what is laying out for you, call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his ways, the unrighteous his main thoughts, you know, and let him return to the Lord. I want us to pray this prayer. This is very simple. Isaiah 55. He says, seek the Lord while he can be found. However, this is what he's saying. You have to forsake any incongruous, unrighteous, wicked, unholy thoughts. Ideas that are founded in traditions and not God, that are founded in just opinion of men but not the word of God. He said, but you must forsake them so that you may return to the Lord your God and he will have compassion. I want you to pray for just a few minutes. Lord, I need you. I need you. I need you every hour. You have to seek him because he's a God of heaven that is near to you. He's not hidden, but he says that there are certain things that will prevent God from coming or from manifesting or from revealing himself. And he says it's our thoughts, it's our wickedness, it's unrighteousness. Perhaps there are things that are holding us back. I want you to pray this out, and I really mean it by all our heart. Lord, are there thoughts in my heart that I have not been spoken, it's not been heard, I have not declared it openly, but these are things that are not consistent with your word, that is preventing me from really walking with you. Oh, Father, forgive me. I eschew them. I remove them. I disconnect myself from those ideas. I don't know. It could just be in your mind. Maybe you say, maybe God doesn't answer prayer, really. Maybe I just need to go to church alone and things will work for me. Maybe I just need to appear to be a Christian and good things will work for me. These ideas basically are fundamental ways of saying, I'm not a child of God. But you have to in directly by yourself, say, Lord, I separate myself from those ideas of men. For you to be a child of God, you must be God's own. There are things that may be in your heart that is preventing prayer. I want to pray now, Lord, everything in my heart, thought process, ideas, philosophy. One thing that I will say clearly is to say, oh, I will never forgive this person or that person. Okay, that is a very clear decision for you to say. Because Bible makes it clear to me why I'm asking this prayer is this. Jesus taught the disciples, he says, unless you forgive other people, your heavenly Father, in like manner, will not forgive you. It is not a proposition. It is not like, well, perhaps God will not forgive you. He says, as long as you choose not to forgive other people, he says, your heavenly Father will also choose to not forgive you. And that is a self-inflicted, almost I call that spiritual suicide. Why would we want to do that? We need God's mercy. We need God's blessing, especially as you run to another year. There are many blessings. There are many things to achieve, to accomplish. So I want to pray this morning. Lord, everything that will hinder my prayers, everything that will hinder my prayers. Oh God, I drop them. I just don't want to continue in the cycle of just say lip service into prayer and whatever, and then no change, no real change. Lord, cleanse me, purify my heart. Forgive me. And if anyone has offended me, oh God, yes, sometimes it's painful. I let go. I don't care that much about it. I know that those things, ideas may come again, but Lord, I let go now because I really need you to help me. I want you to pray to God and ask him, Lord, forgive me, because I know that these are hindrances. Is there anyone that has hurt me and said bad stuff and hurt me and now I said, I'm not going to forgive them? Lord, actually, I choose to forgive this hour, because as I wait upon you, I really need a change in my life. I need a change in my life. Just talk to God for a minute, because you know the next scripture I want to read. You probably already know the scriptures. You probably know it by heart. But I want to remind us that the purpose of our prayer as we call upon God for 2023 is to make sure that we are aligned with his will. Jeremiah chapter 29 is what I want to remind us of from verse 11. Jeremiah 29 was spoken and written down at a time when people had no hope. They had no understanding of what God would do. But the word of God through them for this, it says, I know the plans that I have for you. And I want you to memorize that if you can as you pray today. You know, we have just about 15 minutes or 10 minutes left. God has a plan for you. And I want to say, for I know the plan that God has for me. I know the plan. But do you know it yet? Have you heard it? Do you understand it? Have you completely mastered it? Are you aware of the plan God has for you? God has a plan for you. God has a plan for you. And I want you to begin to pray this prayer. You know, Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the thoughts, the plans that I have for you. It's a great plan, a wonderful plan, a marvelous plan. I want to pray, Lord, let your plan for my life come to fruition in the name of Jesus. Oh God, let your plan for my life come to fruition. Every of the things you have spoken that you have declared from the day I was born, Father, that I should be at the time like this, Lord, I pray for the manifestation of your word, manifestation of your word, manifestation of your word. Because your word, your Bible says your word will go and prosper in the things you've sent them to. They will not come back empty. They will excel. They will do exactly what you have spoken them to do. Lord, therefore, concerning my life, what is the great plan that you have spoken? Daddy, I pray for the manifestation of it. That plan, that which you have in mind for me, that is good, that is wonderful, that is marvelous. Let it come to pass in the name of Jesus. Lord, let your great plan for my life come to pass in the name of Jesus. Lord, I know that there are certain things I have to do to bring about that plan, to be aligned with your will, to seek your face, to agree with you. Lord, help me so that I will not stray out of your grace. I will not speak word contrary to what you are saying. Oh, Mary said unto the servant of God, the angel that was saying, oh, be it unto me according to thy word. But that is a difficult statement, because be it unto me, according to Mary, was that Mary will have to agree to be pregnant, even when the situations were not right for that. Oh God, I want us to pray this prayer as we're getting closer to the end of this session. Lord, I pray Lord, help me, O God, to understand the plan you have for me. And Lord, put it in my heart that I will align myself with thy will in the name of Jesus. Help me to understand your purpose for me. And Lord, help me to align with the will. If God is saying you're going to be a great businessman and you just never want to do a business, it never occurs to you that you need to start. Because sometimes God is the most amazing person in the world. Bible says, and Jesus said to the disciples, make these people sit down because I want them to be fed. And he asked Philip, 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 I want you to understand this as we pray this prayer. He asked Philip, can you just make sure that there is food? Philip said, Master, how do we get food for these people? If we look at it logically, it will take us 9 months to get even some money that can take care of them. But Bible says, for God, Jesus knew what he was going to do. Why was he asking Philip specifically for? Why didn't he ask Judas that had the pulse? Why didn't he ask Peter that was always speaking first and the one that is ahead of everybody? But Philip, because he knew something, that Philip had a mission. He had a purpose. There was something about him. I want you to understand something. When God is placing something in your heart, God has a plan for it. The seed in your hand will grow to become a tree, and the tree will become a forest, and the forest will become really a great thing. I want you to pray and say, Lord, everything you have in mind to do with me, the purpose, the plan that you have for me, Lord, help me to be aligned with it. Maybe God wants you to be a great, you know, leader somewhere, or wants you to start a different enterprise, or wants you to do something, and you're like, I don't want to do that. I don't like that. Oh, yeah, sometimes we don't like certain things. And by the time you started, the Lord will bless the work of your hand. I wanted to pray, Lord, align me, oh God, with your divine plan so that I will not misstep, so that I will not miss, I will not walk contrary. Bible says, and the Lord asked Abraham, go to a place I will show you, and I will bless the place. Oh, Canaan was not a pretty place the first time Abraham got there. In fact, he was a renter. He was a renter. He dug the well in Canaan and they were fighting with him in the same place, where he was supposed to inherit. But he didn't know it until he continually stayed in the will of God. I wanted to pray this morning, Lord, as I wait upon you in 2023, even in the subsequent years, align me with your will, oh God. Align me with your will. We just have about 6 minutes. And I want to make sure we pray that prayer continuously and keep that in your heart. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will help and the Lord will strengthen us in the name of Jesus. I want to remind us of this one thing. I want to make sure we understand it. As you wait upon the Lord today, as you call upon him, my prayer is the Almighty God will loose every bond, because sometimes what worries us are the things that we struggle with. And therefore, I want to call upon God within this remaining time. Lord, everything that brings weariness, that brings you to sigh and say, God, this thing. I want you to say, Lord, I pray for breaking of every yoke. Yeah. You know, perhaps say, by the reason of anointing, every yoke shall be destroyed. And I want us to understand that scripture. Destroyed means shattered, dismantled. Break in such a way that it's no longer operational. This is not I will pray to God, God will remove this yoke and temporarily it will come back as a seasonal problem. I wanted to ask God this time around, Lord, everything that is constantly constraining me, that is preventing from living a life that I really want to live, that is preventing me from living a life that you have planned for me to live. Lord, I pray that you break every yoke upon my shoulder. I don't know what your constraint might be. It might just be your background, the people that you have, you know, the family you've grown up with. They have basically spoken negativity into your life so much that you are so bitter and so negative about your own life. Remember, as we have learned in our Bible study, Jabez was named by circumstances that the mother experienced that constantly was hovering over him, and he had to pray it off. And we had to pray it off. Take this next 2 minutes and pray these things off. Lord, every negativity, every yoke upon my household, upon my life, that is just an event of life that has come because of my lineage or because of my family. Father, I break away from that in the name of Jesus. Lord, so that my years ahead, I will be in freedom. I will be able to operate in health. I will be able to operate in abundance. I will be able to operate according to your will. In the name of Jesus, oh my Father and my God, I break away from every family yoke, every friendly yoke, every
personal yoke, every commitment that might have made with my mouth that is not in line with your word, perhaps out of ignorance, every association or every commitment to some situation that is not godly, I break away by the authority in the name of Jesus, because I'm now a child of God. And therefore, I Bible says, for now I can call God my Father. Therefore, I have a new lineage. Father, I break away by the reason of this hour. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Bible says, for there is a name that is above every name, and that is the name of Jesus. That in the name of Jesus, everything on the earth, underneath the earth, in heaven, shall be. Father, I pray that every yoke that may want to hold me down, that may want to limit me, that may want to prevent me from performing all the great things in life, that will want to make me not to be in line with your plan, I break away from them. I disconnect myself. I dissociate from those things. Every limitations of the flesh. Oh, maybe because they say, well, it's because of him. Sometimes you appear and people will just see you as if you are nobody. I don't know where that thing is coming from. Every funny thing that will go along with me everywhere I go, that will make me not to be favored. Lord, I shed away those things. I am now a child of God. I am new in Christ. All things have gone away. They are old, including my nature. Now I am a new person. Lord, in the year that is coming, 2023, I will find favor before men. I will find favor before women. Everywhere I go, Lord, you will cause the land to be favoring me. You will cause the people to favor me. Oh, Lord, everywhere I walk into, Lord, I will be the darling of the situation. Lord, you will order my steps around. My Bible may declare to us, oh God, you made Abraham even to find favor. You made David even to find favor even before other people. Lord, you made even Isaac to find favor. Father, I pray, even as the year 2023 is approaching fast, I will find favor before you in the name of Jesus. Lastly, I want us to call upon the name of the Lord. You know, I pray that deliverance will come to your home today. I pray that deliverance will come to your home today. I don't know what you need deliverance from, but deliverance is something that will break you away from whatever is holding you bound. And when I say bound, you may be free, you may be moving, you may be driving, you may have basic stuff, but deliverance means that you need to get to where you're going. Just a quick understanding of that, you know? It is very easy for a person to think that it's moving around within a city. Meanwhile, God wants you to be moving around within the country. It is okay for you to move around in the country. Maybe God wants you to be moving around different countries. So if your limitations and the boundaries have been set just because of certain limitations, maybe your habits, maybe your skill set, maybe because no one has presented you, you know. And just to be very emphatic about this prayer point as we wrap up this morning, You know, Joseph was doing well in the prison, just for your awareness. He was doing well. Bible says, and he was favored and he was blessed. Everyone comes to him. Everyone is saying, yes, you know, he was enjoying that, but he knew in himself, this is constraining. This is not what I was supposed to be. Somehow he had some inkling about there is something bigger than this. I just don't know what it is. And somehow deliverance came. And deliverance was just a very opportune time for him to come before the king. I want you to pray. Maybe you are comfortable now, but my prayer is that you will not be comfortable doing 10% of what you should be doing. I pray that you will not be comfortable just doing 10% of what your life is all about. I want you to call upon God and say, Lord, every boundary that has been set, maybe my mindset, maybe the friends I have, maybe the city I live in, maybe because of the way I live my life and the people I hang around, Lord, I break those mental barriers in the name of Jesus. 2023, I will see what I need to see. Lord, I will pursue what I need to pursue. I will hear what I need to hear. I will be who I need to be in the name of Jesus. Every mental limitation, I break away from that. Bible says, and Joseph was standing before the king. He was not talking like a slave. He was not talking like a prisoner. He was not talking like someone that has been constrained for 2.5 or 3 years. He was not talking like someone that was smuggled into the country. He was talking like someone that had authority. I want you to call upon God and say, Father, give me boldness. Give me the right word to speak in different situations. Maybe at that interview, maybe when you are negotiating that business, maybe when you are dealing with other people, Lord, give me the right words in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, every boundary that has been set, physical, emotional, psychological, that is limiting my progress in my marriage, in my business, even in my service of done to you. Because sometimes we think, oh, how am I going to do this much thing for God and much thing? What is much thing? Oh, Lord, help me to remove those boundaries. Help me to see far. Help me to see the next level. When Jacob was getting too comfortable in the house of Laban, you showed him a dream. Oh, that there is greater work for you. Lord, I pray that you will show me the next level that I need to be. In 2023, I will not remain the same. Lord, I will begin to explore boundaries. In the name of Jesus, you will enlarge my territory, just like Jabez prays. In the name of Jesus, Lord, enlarge my territory. Give me capacity to operate it. Give me wisdom so that when I even operate in that territory, I will not fail, because many people don't have enough knowledge to move into certain levels. Lord, help me. Grow me up, oh God. Father, we thank you. Lastly, as we just, wrap up this session, I want to just say, Father, give me strength for this next few days to wait upon you and to seek your face. Because you have to constantly pray, Lord, give me strength. Lord, give me strength. Lord, give me strength. Father, I pray for strength in the inner man. Give me strength in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Our Father and our God, unto you we will come, because we know you have answers. Lord, I pray this morning and for everyone on this line as we have committed to waiting upon you. When Esther has people to pray, you made a way. You caused and reversed the irreversible. A mandate of death, you turn it around for them. Oh God, even on the land of Nineveh, when people, oh God, decided to pray, you changed their destiny that was meant for destruction, even to turn around. Father, Lord, even for Cornelius, just because he was waiting upon you, you caused a turnaround in his life and his household. They were all saved, even speaking tongues in the book of Acts, chapter 10, verse 38. Lord, as a church, Grace Pavilion, and Lord, as our family members, we're seeking your face these last 5 days of this year. Lord, do a mighty work in our life. Let there be a turnaround. Let there be a great change. Let there be healing in our homes, in our marriages, in our business. Open our minds. Cause our ears to hear you. Give us understanding of your word. Bless the works of our hand. Lord, the year 2023 that is coming, Lord, we pray that you will guide us. You will heal us. You will strengthen us. You will enlarge our territory. You will give us wisdom. You will make us to learn more of you. You will speak to us. You will enlarge our territory. You will cause healing. Breakthroughs will come our way. Favor will come our way. Lord, I ask for strength for everyone here this day, that the Lord Almighty God will strengthen you each day to seek the face of God. May you hear God clearly in the name of Jesus. May you not be confused as you hear God in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We thank you. As we pray throughout this day in our individual homes and at the end of the day in the evening at the time to pray, Lord, let your ears be attentive to our prayer. Lord, reveal yourself to your people so they can hear you. We bless your name, King of Glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for joining this morning. Feel free to join same in the evening. Pray.